Welcome to Mining City Reflections, where we illuminate Butte's history through the stories and observations of 20th century women who lived here. I'm your host, Marian Jensen. Preserved in the Butte Archive's extensive oral history collection, their vivid details and personal recollections bring to life the challenges and the achievements of the boom-to-bust town. During the first half of the last century, more than 23 ethnic groups arrived in Butte. The city's history truly mirrors the melting pot image of America, but that reflection is not without tarnish. In this segment, we explore the experience of African Americans through the oral history of Perdita Duncan, an articulate and self-assured voice for those who endure discrimination, not for their ethnicity or national origin, but for the color of their skin. Perdita was born in Butte in 1927, the second of four children in the Duncan family. They were among the Mining City's small black population that hovered around 2,000, a scant 2% of the total. While Jim Crow laws didn't exist in Montana, African Americans were not fully accepted in Butte. Though employment was available, for women this meant work as domestics or waitresses and cooks. The jobs for men usually existed in the service sector as well, like railroad porters and valets, while the better-paying jobs in the mines were off-limits. In contrast, Perdita's father, John, had studied podiatry, and her mother, Armida, had trained as an elementary school teacher. They proved inspirational role models, instilling a strong sense of achievement and identity in their children, all of whom went to college. Despite her training, Perdita's mother had to take work as a domestic, but her refinement must have been noticed because she was held in high esteem by her employer, Cornelius Kelly, the Anaconda Mining Company's longest-serving president and one of the most powerful men in the state.